Sasha Visits Singapore by Shamini Flint. Sasha is in Singapore with her mama. They decide to go for a bumboat ride down the Singapore River. Sasha and mama catch a boat on Boat Quay. They drift past old shop houses and busy restaurants, and Sasha waves to the people on the banks of the river. Sasha and mama have a wonderful view of the city from the river mouth. "Can you see that beautiful old building in front of the skyscrapers, Sasha?" Sasha is more interested in the water-spouting statue. "What's that, Mama?" "It is the Merlion, Sasha. It has the head of a lion and the body of a fish." That afternoon, Sasha and Mama visit the Singapore Zoo. Many creatures roam freely around the zoo. Other animals are separated from visitors by wet or dry moats. And Sasha spots two very unusual tigers. "Mama, those tigers are not black and orange, they're black and white." The next morning, Sasha and Mama visit the Jurong Bird Park. There are hundreds of different species of birds at the park. "Which bird do you like best, Sasha?" "I love the colourful macaws, Mama, especially that big blue one." "That is a hyacinth macaw, Sasha. Can you see it?" "What are we going to do next, Mama?" "We're going to visit an old friend who lives in Singapore, Sasha. She has a daughter who is your age." Sasha and Mama take a taxi to a lovely old colonial house. It has large windows and wooden shutters, and there's a frangipani tree with fragrant pink flowers growing in the garden. Mama takes Sasha and her new friend to the night safari. They hop on a train that is painted in zebra stripes. And Sasha sees the yellow eyes of many animals shining in the dark. "Can you spot them?" "Mama, what are those large, long-nosed animals?" "They're tapirs." "Sasha, tapirs are nocturnal creatures." The next morning, Sasha and Mama visit the Singapore Botanic Gardens, and Sasha is enchanted by the lush greenery and exquisite tropical flowers. "Sasha, look over there. It's a statue of a girl on a swing. She looks like she's having fun." And Sasha and Mama spend the afternoon on Sentosa Island, and they ride the walkway through underwater world. "Mama, it's like being under the sea." And Sasha spots a curious dugong, sleek sharks, and a stingray gliding quietly through the water. The next morning, Sasha and Mama go shopping on Orchard Road. "Look, Sasha, it's a lion dance." Sasha is amazed to see the lions leaping about acrobatically. They're dancing in time to the crushing of cymbals and the beating of gongs. "Mama, look, I can see the dancers' legs." And later that day, Sasha and Mama set off for Changi Airport. It is crowded on the train. There are people reading, listening to music and snoozing. Sasha is sad to be leaving Singapore, but she's looking forward to her next trip. Where do we think Sasha might go next? The end.